B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yom HaDaf Chof Hei. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 14 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the next Mishnah, Hapayas Hasheni, the second lot, the second pios, where they would make a type of a lottery, where they would all go in a circle, and as we've discussed previously exactly how it was done, they would determine which Kohen would do the Avodah. And we saw in the Mishnah before, in the first Mishnah in this Perek, on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, We saw what the first pius was. And that's what the Mishnah ended off on Daf Chof Beis. Arba paisos hoyu, there were four paisos every day in the Beis HaMikdosh. Vezeh pais harishon, the first one was to determine who would do the Trumas HaDeshen. We've learned about extensively. Continues the next Mishnah, HaPais HaSheni, the second pius. And this is regarding who was going to do the Korban Tomid. Now, in truth, it took 13 people to complete the Korban Tomid. And they would do a single pious. They would have a circle of Kohenim. He would start with the one Kohen whose hat was first removed. He would, the person in the middle, the one appointed to do the pious, would throw out a number. And then he would start counting. And the person who, the number, he would count the fingers that the Kohenim put up. And then the person that was that number, he won, and he was the person number one with this lottery. And then they didn't need to keep counting. The person that won, he was the first, and then to his right, they would just go 1, 2, 3, the 13 people, including himself. And the 12 to his right, they would be the 13 people that are going to do that day's Korban Tomid. So what would they do, the pious? Who are these 13 people? What would their jobs be? What would be their role in the Korban Tomid? So the first one is Mi Sheichet. Who's going to shech the Korban Tomid? The second one, Mi Zorek. Who's going to throw the blood onto the Mizbeach? The third one, Mi Medashen Mizbeach HaPnimi. Who's going to take the ashes off from the inside Mizbeach? Number four, Umi Medashen Es HaMenorah. Who is going to take out the ashes, the leftover oil, the leftover wicks, and clean out the menorah ready for the next kindling? And then, Umi male evorim lakevish. Who is going to take the evorim, the different limbs of the Korban Tomid, who is going to take them to the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach? And they were split into a number of people. You had one person number five, he was going to carry Horoish. In one hand, he would carry the head. And in the second hand, Voregel, the hind leg, the right hand hind leg. Person number six, what would he do? Ushtei hayudaim, the two forelegs. Person number seven, what would he do? Ha'ukatz varegel, he would take the tail and the left hind leg to the ramp. Person number eight would carry vachoze vageiro, the breast and the neck of the animal. Person number nine, ushtei adafanus, the two flanks of the animal. Person number 10, Vakrovaim, the intestines of the animal. Person number 11, Vasoiles, would take the flour that would accompany the mincha, the part of the flour that would go on the Mizbeach. Person number 12, Vachavitin, every day the Kohen Gadol would have to bring a korban mincha of an isorin. Half was offered on the Mizbeach in the morning, half at night. And even though it belonged to the Kohen Gadol himself didn't have to be the one to put it on the Mizbeach. So person number 12 in the lottery was the one that would take the Chavitin to the Mizbeach. Person number 13, Vahayayin, would carry the wine to the Mizbeach. Shloisha osa Kohenim Zochuboy, there were 13 Kohenim in total that was Zoicha in the pious. Oma ben Azai lifnei Bakiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. It was said, Benazai said in front of Rabbi Akiva and said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that the order was not, as we saw here, Horoish Varegel, and then Shtei Yodayim, and then Uketz Varegel, etc., like we saw in the Mishnah. Rather, the order that the limbs were taken and carried to the ramp was Derech Hiluchoi Hoyokoriv. It was taken to the Mizbeach in the order, in the way that the animal actually would walk, which would seem to be starting from the head and backwards. And that was the order, not like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, and we're going to see on Amud Beis exactly what this means. Says the Gemara, Iboy Elohu. So we just saw in the Mishnah, HaPayas HaSheni, the second time that they gathered together to make a pious was for these 13 parts of the Avodah primarily based around the Korban Tomit. The question is, there were 13 people that won, but how did that work? Kashahin mefaisin, la'avoida achas mefaisin, oidil melechol avoida va'avoida hin mefaisin. Did they make one lottery, one round, and the person who was the winning number, he got the first of the 13, and then the person next to him to his right, they just kept going round to his right, 13 people, they were the winners? Or no? Did they make 13 times this lot, 13 numbers, and 13 times going round to find a lucky winner? Says the Gemara Toshima, Arba Paisos Hoyusham. We saw in the beginning, at the end of the previous Mishnah, that there were only four paisos. They only did the lot four times. So it seems that this lot, the second one mentioned in this Mishnah, was a single pais, with 13 winners. V'isol k'daitach l'chol avoidein mefaisin. If you say they did a pais for every one of these 13 jobs, to mehava, then there weren't just four, there were many more. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Nachon by Yitzchok. Hochi k'omer. Maybe not. Maybe it could be that each one had its own pious. When you're going to ask, why does it say in the Mishnah there were four piyosos? This is what it means. Arba pa'omim nechnosim la'ofis. Four times in the day, they gathered to do a pious. We mentioned a little bit about this earlier. Ulechol chode v'chode, hayuba tuva piyosos. And it could be that each of these times that they gathered to do a pious, there were a number of winners. And therefore, there's no proof from the Mishnah that we saw before, from Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, there's no proof to this question that the Gemara asked. Toshima, we'll try and bring another proof. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayo pious lemachta. There was no pious for the machta. What does that mean? We're going to see later that one of the piosos was for the Keteres. On Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the next Mishnah, ha-pious ha-shlishi chadoshim le-keteres bo ve-yifisu. For the Keteres. Now, Keteres itself needed two people, one person to bring the coals into the heichal, and one person to bring the k'teiris, which would then be put on the coals that were placed on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah only discusses one of them, only discusses and says that the geirel was for the person who was going to put the k'teiris onto the coals, but the person who was going to bring the shovel of coals into the heichal, there was no pious for that. So what do we see from there? We see that they didn't do a separate pious for each and every one of the avoides. The one kohen that won that lottery to do the k'tayres, said to the one next to him on his right, you've merited to do the machto with me. So you see that it's not that every single person had his own pious. Says the Gemara, that's also not a proof. Shani machta okteres the choda avoidahi. It could be that since there, the two kohanim were needed to do a single avoida, to do the k'teres. It happens to be the k'teres needed two people, so therefore they made a single pious. But that doesn't mean that in all the other cases where it was different avoidahs for each person, maybe over there indeed they did a separate pious. Ikadom, says the Gemara, different version of the proof. Till what did we bring? Beginning of the Omer, Toshima. Till now we thought Rabbi Yehuda said loy hayo pious lemachta, and we brought proof from there that they didn't make a pious for each and every avoida. The second version says it very differently. Actually, comes out with the opposite conclusion that dafke machta oktayres the choda avoidahi. That Rabbi Yehuda was saying that regarding k'tayres, which is one avoida, bringing in the coals and putting the k'tayres, bringing in the k'teiris and putting it onto the coals, that's one avoida, and only because it was one avoida, they only had a single pious. Avol shar avoidas, but all the other avoidas, that each person had their own avoida, boya pious. They had their own pious, and therefore bringing proof from Rabbi Yehuda to the contrary, that there was a separate pious for each one. And the Gemara refutes that and says, no, it could be that there was no pious for each and every person. And it was for each of the four times they gathered together, there was a single pious, and there might have been a number of winners of the people standing one next to the other, but there was just a single pious each time. If so, you're going to ask a question, what's Rabbi Yehuda coming to impress on us to say, lo hayo pious lemachta? there wasn't an independent pious for the person to bring the coals into the Heichal for the Ketores, why is that different to any of the other payosos that they didn't make a separate pious for each of the other avoidos? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Machto ischichale. I need to tell us that the machto didn't have an independent and pious. So I may have thought, since Ketores was something that was very uncommon, it wasn't as it's not like Shechita and offering things on the Mizbeach, that all day people were doing that. But the Ketores was only ever done once a day. They had the Ketores, actually twice a day it was brought, in the morning and in the evening, twice a day. And since Ketores cannot be brought as a Nedava, you cannot volunteer to bring a Ketores, it's only brought twice a day. So maybe there'll be lots of Kohanim wanting to do it. And it's very significant because it's so rare. Not only is it rare, it carries with it a skula, a virtue of riches. Hoyel v'lo shchicha. Number one, it's infrequent. Me'atra. And those who are involved with the Ketores actually merited riches. So it was a very, very significant avoida. I may have thought, naskin le pais bifne atzma. I would have thought that especially there and only there, there would be an independent pious for each person who's contributing in the Ketores. Komash melantz Rabbi Yehuda to say, no. Even there by the Ketores, there was only one person, one pious for all the people who were doing the Ketores. And therefore, we have no proof, one way or another, whether with each pious that they did, was it a single pious or was it a pious for each of the people who were going to be allotted a job. The Gemara is going to bring another proof. Toshema, Tani Reb Chiya, Loi lechol avoido v'avoido mefaisim. He says explicitly that they did not make a separate pious for each of the avoidos. Elokoyin trezocha betomid, referring to our Mishnah here, the Kohen that won this second lot, the one who is going to do the shechita of the Tomid, shnei mosa ochi v'akoyanim nimshochin imo. The other 12 people that were needed, they were just drawn along with him. Shema minos, you see clearly that they only made a single lot, a single pious, each time they gathered. Continues the Gemara, and this takes us back to the Mishnah, pious sheni, mishaychet, mizayrek, etc. Says the Gemara, iboyeluhu. If you look in the Mishnah, how does the Mishnah say? We said there were 13 people. Number one, who's going to do the shechita? Number two, who's going to do the zrika? There's an avoid in between, and that is the kabolas hadam, the person who's receiving the blood. That's also an avoida. Who did that? It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Mi mekabel, who did it? Sheichet mekabel, was it that the sheichet, the first person, number one, who won the lottery to be able to do the shechita, he did the kabbalah sadam as well? And proof to that would be di omris zayrek mekabel. Agav chavivusa loy mekabel elukule dam. The reason that we would tell the sheichet to receive the blood and not the one who's going to the second person who was going to put the blood on the Mizbeach, and he's not the one who is going to do it. The reason behind that would be because maybe that second person will be so enthusiastic to put the blood on the Mizbeach that he'll walk away with only part of the blood and won't wait till all the blood leaves the animal and enters the Klei Shoreis and to be received in the Kli. And therefore it would make sense that the Sheichet, who's not running any place, he should do the Kabbalas Hadam. That's one way. Or Yidilma, or maybe no. Zayrek Mekabel, maybe the person who was going to throw the blood on the Mizbeach, he's the one that would receive the blood. Diyam Rasheichet Mekabel, because if you say it's the one who's doing the Shechita is Mekabel, we're going to have another issue. Zimnim de Shochit Zor. We know that the Shechita, according to the letter of the law, a Zor, even somebody who's not a Kohen, is allowed to do Shechita. He's not allowed to do the Kabbalas Hadam. So if you're going to say, if in the event that a Zor is going to do the Shechita, then in the event that the Kohen did the Shechita, that it was the Sheichet who was going to do the Kabbalas Hadam, then what may happen is that when a Zor does the Shechita, he'll also do the Kabbalas Hadam. And that will be terrible because a Zor is not allowed to do the Kabbalas Hadam. And therefore, logic would say, don't ever let the Sheichet do the Kabbalas Hadam. Leave that to the Zayruk. So those are the two sides of the coin. That's the question of the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to bring proof. Toshima. We learned Ben Kotin also Yud Beis Dad Lekir. Ben Kotin, who was a Kohen Gadol, he made sure that, and he added that there should be 12 spouts from the Kir. The kir was this vessel from which they took water to do kiddush yudayim v'raglayim. They would wash their hands and feet from the kir. And he made sure there would be 12 spouts. Why? Kedei shiyu yud beis echov ha-kohanim ha-asukim b'tomid, in order that all 12 people who were involved with the korban tomid, mekatchim yudayim v'raglayim b'vas achas, so that they should all be able to do the kiddush yudayim v'raglayim at the same time. Now, the first question that comes to mind, we saw in the Mishnah there were 13 people. So that means one of them didn't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Which one would that be? The Sheichet. Because the Sheichet could have even been a Zor, somebody who's not a Kohen. It doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, and the same way as it can be done by Yisrael, if a Kohen chooses to do it, he doesn't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So it's only the other 12 that need to have, which have to be done by a Kohen, that need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. V'Yisol Kedaitoch, says the Gemara, if you're going to assume that Sheichet Mekabel, that the one who does the Shechita, is also going to be Mekabel the Dam, Tzlei Sahava, then you need 13 spouts. You need, because there's 13 people who need to wash their hands. Elolav, it must be Shema Mino Zorek Mekabel. It must be that the one who's going to throw the blood on the Mizbeach, he was the one that received it. He does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Sheichet only does the Shechita and does not need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Shema Mino, indeed, we have proof from there that the Sheichet is not the one that did the Kabbalah Sadam. Continues the Gemara. Omar Lei, Reb Acha Berei de Rav Lervashi. Afanan Nami Tanina. We learned explicitly. Shochat HaSheichet. The Sheichet did the Shechita. V'kibel ha-mekabel u'baloi lizreik. And then the person who was mekabel received the blood and went to throw the blood on the Mizbeach. Shema Mino, you see explicitly that it was the Zorek of the Dam who actually did the Kabbalah of the Dam. Continues the Gemara, Omar ben Azai lifnei Reb Akiva v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that of the 13 people that were busy with, primarily with the Korban Tomid, that there were 13 there, but there were 5 in the middle, which we call, they took the Ivorim to the ramp, they formed a line, and they received the different parts of the Korban Tomid, and then they went in a column, in a line, and put the limbs, the organs, of the Korban Tomid on the ramp at the bottom of the Mizbeach. And what did we see? We see that there was what was the order there? So the Mishnah said that so we said here that it was split into 5. There was first was Rosh v'Regel, the head and the right hind leg. And then there was a different person who said Shteyodaim, the 2 forelegs. The third person of these 5 was the Uketz v'Regel, which is the tail and the left hind leg. The fourth one was Choze and the Geira, the breast and the neck. The fifth one was the Shtei Defanois, which is the 2 flanks. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And that's the order that they, it would seem, that's the order that they carried the all these Evorim to the Kevesh. And then there was the Kirbaim, there was the intestines and the Soilus, etc. But these 5... And there's no machlekas that there were 5 people who between them carried all the limbs of the korban. And there's also no machlekas that each of these 5, one of them took the Rosh v'Regel, one took the 2 Yodayim, one took the Uketz v'Regel, one took the Choze v'Geira, one took the 2 Defanois. The question is what the order. So in the order that we saw in the Mishnah, we just saw what the order is. But Rabbi Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, a different order. The order was, there were 5 people and they received these 5 parts. But the order that they walked was not in the sequence that we have here. It was derech hiluchi. It was just the way that the animal walked. The animal walks head first. So the first person in the line was the one that would receive the head. And the last person in the line would be the one that receives the tail. Not like it says in the order of our Mishnah. That's what it seems from our Mishnah. And now we're going to actually see a Braisa. And in this Braisa, there's going to be 4 opinions. And as it happens, neither of these 4 actually are similar to the Tanakama in our Mishnah. The Tanakama of this Braisa seems to be what Ben Azai said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Let's see this inside. Omar ben Azai lifnei Reb Akiva v'chulu. Tanu Rabbanon b'Braisa keitzad derech hiluchai. What does it mean derech hiluchai? Which we saw in the Mishnah. We saw this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Derech Hiluchoi, and the Tanakam of the Braisa asks, okay, what's the order? These five people, what's the sequence? So the Braisa says that the first one is the Rosh V'Regel. And that, just before we continue, all four opinions in this Braisa are going to hold that the first person who went ahead in line was Rosh and Regel. That's the head and the right hind leg. That everybody's going to agree with that, and the Gemara is going to discuss that at the end of the Omud. That means the real Machlekes is actually going to be the other four. One person had two Yodaim, the two forelegs. One had the Uketz V'Regel, the tail and the left hind leg. One had the Chozer V'Geira, the breast and the neck, and the other one had the two flanks. And that there's going to be four opinions as to the order. So the Tanakhama here says, which is like we saw, it's Rabbi Yeshua, that the first was Rosh V'Regel, everyone's going to agree with that. And then was actually the Chozer and the Geira, the neck and the breast. That's next, because as it says, Derech Hiluchoi, the way the animal walks, head first. First the head. What comes after the head? The neck. So the person who carried the neck, which he happened also to carry the breast, he was next in line. And then Shtei Yodaim. After that, the next person in line was the one who had the two forelegs, because that's next as the animal's walking. We're going from head to toe, as we call it, from head to tail. The next one was the two forelegs. The next one was Shtei Dofanos, the two flanks. And the last one was Ha'uketz V'Regel, the left hind leg and the tail. That's the order according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the next opinion here is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Derech Hefshetoi, that the order that they walked towards the ramp was actually the order that the animal was skinned. Now, how was the animal skinned? After the animal was shechted, the animal was hung by its hind legs on the two pegs on the nanosim there. It was hung by its two hind legs, head down, and then they would skin it, as we'll see now. So the Rabbi Yossi says, Derech Hefshetoi HaKorev, Ketzah Derech Hefshetoi. What's the order if you're doing it according to the order that it was skinned? Horosh V'Regel, as we said before, it doesn't matter that whether the head and the right hind leg was skinned first, wasn't skinned first, that's not the point. The head wasn't skinned at all. But that was always first, as we're going to see later. What was next? Ha'uketz V'Regel. The first thing was the tail and the hind leg. That was skinned first, because how was it skinned? It was hung with its hind legs, and they started from the top, so to speak, to skin it. They started at the back of the animal. So it's in exactly the reverse order of the Tanakhama. So they started with after the Rosh V'Regel, they were started with the tail, the Uketz and the Regel, which is the left hind leg. And then Shtei Dofanos, then they came to the flanks, and then Ushtei Ayodaim, and then the two forelegs, and last was Hachozev Vageira, the neck with the breast that went with it, and that was the last thing that was skinned. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that was the order that they went towards the ramp. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva's got another opinion. Rabbi Akiva says that he really holds that you start with the head, similar to what we saw in the Tanakhama of the Braisa, just he puts the two hands, the two forelegs, first. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Derech Nituchoi, that actually that the order that they went to the ramp was in the order not that it was skinned, rather the order that their limbs were actually dismembered. They were, after it was skinned, the limbs were cut into one by one. As we saw, we had here five people, and each person took two pieces, so it was the animal was cut into 10 pieces, the order that it was cut. Derech Nituchoi Hayakoriv, Ketzah Derech Nituchoi. What's the order of Derech Nituchoi, the way the animal was dismembered? What order was it dismembered? So first and foremost, Horosh V'Regel. That we said that the first person in the line is always going to carry the head and the right hind leg. Next, Shtei Yodaim. What they dismembered first was the two legs, the forelegs. Because don't forget, the animal was hanging by its hind legs. So they would first cut off the forelegs. And then Hachozev V'Geira. And then they would cut away the neck with the breast. And then Ushtei Defanos, they would cut away the flanks. And then last would be Ha'ukatzvah Regel, the tail, with the right hand, the right left leg, that was still left, and that was left to the end, and therefore it was the last in line. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Gemara is soon going to say, has a similar type of outlook as our Mishnah actually, but says it on the opposite. Our Mishnah says, after Rosh Varegel, our Mishnah says first the two forelegs, and then the tail with the left hind leg. That was first, and afterwards was Chozev Agera, the neck and the breast, and last was the flanks. That means first was Shtei Yodayim and Ukatz Varegel, and then Chozev Agera and Beis Tefanos. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he actually switches it over. The first two in our Mishnah become the last two, and the last two in the Mishnah become the first two. So he says, Derech Iluyov, according to the quality of the limbs, that's how they went towards the ramp. Hayakoriv, that's how they brought the limbs to the ramp. Keitza Derech Iluyov, what does it mean, the quality of the limbs? So the first, that means, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we're about to see the limbs that had the most fat on it, even though it may have had the least meat, but the most fat, that went first. So first is HaRosh V'Regel, doesn't count anyway. The HaRosh V'Regel is always first, the head and the right hind leg. After that, Chozev Agera, the neck and the chest and the breast, that had the most fat on it. So that was first. And then Ushtei Defanos, then the two flanks, had the next amount of fat on it. And then Ukatz V'Regel, and then was the tail and the left hind leg. And then last but not least is Shtei Yodayim, the least amount of fat was on the two forelegs. Asks the Gemara V'Oksiv, Kol Nesach Toiv Yorech V'Kosev, when it talks about the goodness, the quality of the limbs, it mentions the Yorech, the thigh, before mentioning the Kosev, which is the shoulder. And we know that the Yorech, the thigh, is referring to the Regel, the left hind leg, which was together with the tail. And only afterwards the kosef, the shoulder, which was to part of the flanks, the two flanks. So the Pasuk says first Yorich and then kosef. And we assume this, that as the Pasuk says, that we call Nesach Toiv, we're talking about the quality of the limbs. And here we have Rabbi Yosi Aglili who's talking about the quality of the limbs, and he put the two defanis before the regel, the ukatz and the regel. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Bekhusha. That posuk that puts the yerech, the thigh, first is talking about a very weak animal that didn't have very much fat, and an animal that wasn't very fatty, indeed the yerech, the thigh, will have more fat than the kosev, than the shoulder. But an otherwise regular animal, it would be like Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, first the shoulder and the two flanks, and only afterwards the ukatz and the regel. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Bein Tana Didon or Bein Rabbi Yosi, that because we really have an issue here. The Tana in our Mishnah, it doesn't follow any of the Tanoim in this Braisa. You can work it out, but the order of our Mishnah does not conform with any of the Tana Kam in our Mishnah does not conform with any of the opinions in this Braisa, and that's very unusual. So Rava says that the truth is that the Tana of our Mishnah follows the thought and the idea of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the final opinion in the Braisa, that Basa Iluya Debisra Oslinon, that the order that they would bring the limbs to the ramp was the order of the quality of the limbs. Mar Ozil, the Tanin our Mishnah that puts the two Yodayim and the Ukatz V'Regel first, he says Basa Evra Debisra, that the quality is determined not by how much fat is on it, but how much meat is on it. And if you look how much meat, there's more meat in the two forelegs and in the tail and the left hind leg more than there is in the Chozev Agera and the Beis Tefanos. Umar Ozel, however, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he says Basa Shamna Debisra, that what determines the quality of the limbs is how much fat is on it, not how much meat is on it. And therefore, the Beis Yodayim and the Ukatz V'Regel came after the Chozev Agera and the Beis Tefanos. Continues the Gemara. Mai tama solka regel behadareisha. Why is it that the head was brought together with the right hind leg? Where would that come from? Why would they do that? We saw that the first person, everybody agrees with that, brings the head. We'll soon see why. And with the head is the right hind leg. Why? Mishum duration of fisha batzomi, says the Gemara, since the head is primarily bone, korva regel bade, they wanted that the first person who was going to bring the head should bring something significant, and therefore the right hand hind leg was brought together with the head in order that that kohen who's bringing the head to the mizbeach should be bringing a significant offering. Says the Gemara, the Kule Alma, all the opinions, the Tanin, our Mishnah, and the four Tanoim in the Braisa, they all hold that Roish Korev Bereisha, the person who was holding the head, he brought the head and the regel to the Mizbeach first. Minolon, what would be the source for that? Titania, Minayin Leroish Upeder, Shekoid Melcholo Ivorim. The Braisa says, how do you know that the head with this specific type of fat called Peder, one of the fats that was used to cover over the Mokim Hashchita, that when they would do the Shchita, then the head, the place where they did the Shchita, was full of blood, and that didn't look so nice. So they would cover it over with one of the fats. And that was called the Peder. So the Braisa says, how do you know that the head, together with the Peder, was brought first? Talmud Lema, because it says in the Pasuk, when it speaks about the cutting up of the parts, it says, V'nitach oisoy lin sochov, they would dismember, they would cut up the animal into pieces, ve'es roishoy, ve'es pidroy. The only limb that's mentioned explicitly is the head, with the fat that goes with it. Since it says, ve'es roishoy, ve'es pidroy, and then it says, v'orach ha'koyin oisoy malo eitzim, and then they would be arranged and put on the mizbeach. So since their head is mentioned, and is the only one that's mentioned, that tells that the Pasuk is clearly telling us, bring the head first. Says the Gemara, Ve'idoch peder l'may osa. It says later on in the Pasuk, in another Pasuk, actually it's not later on, it's a few Pesukim before. It says in a few Pesukim earlier, Ve'orchu b'nei Aaron ha'koyanim esanesochim, when they would arrange the parts, that would say again, Esaroish, Ve'esapoder, again, the head and the poder were singled out. Why was it singled out? Says the Gemara, look at the Tanya. It's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ketzat hoya oisa. How would they bring the head? Noisun is a peder. They would put the peder, a base of shchita, on the place where the shchita was done. Umaleyu, and that's how they would bring it up to the Mizbeach. Vuzeu derech kovach. That's the way you honor that's how you honor Hashem, by bringing up the head, which was brought first, that it should look, it shouldn't look bad, and therefore they covered the Beis HaShchita with the Peder. And here Tosfos discusses, like, why do you need to have both Psukim? What would it be if you only had one of these Psukim of Esroishoy ve'es Pidroy? But you can look in Tosfos for that. But this is the basic Pshat in the Gemara, and Emir Tzashem, in the next Shira, we're going to continue with the next Mishnah.